Joyful Blessings, this is Kayla Castell with a look at the first week of the September 2015 Celestial Timings. And just amazing things going on. We actually begin with a moon occultation over Uranus. And if you've been following the timings, you know that we've had a series of these going on. There's a series of 18. And this is the 14th time. At the end of the month, on September 28th, we'll have another occultation of the moon over Uranus. And there will be four more, well, the one at the end of the month, and then we'll be one in October, November, and December. So that will then conclude this series that started last year. And this is really exponentially increasing the power of the celestial energy that has been getting amped up, the vibrational energy, amping up the vibrational energy of the Earth. And so a lot of people are feeling pretty intensified in things that are going on, and the speeded up times, the intensity of what's going on. And these occultations have been increasing that light vibration and that energy. So the best way to work with this, and anytime you are working with Uranus, is really to just trust the process, to trust that what is unfolding is divinely orchestrated, and in a sense, it's really about trusting the universe and to let go and not to try to control what's going on. And oftentimes what happens, and this is like a Uranian saying, is that when we are just being in the flow of what's going on, oftentimes things more amazing than what we planned or imagined are happening as a result. And I know I can speak for myself personally that is so much often the case. So it's really helpful to remember to just be in the flow and let go and trust that even though it doesn't always look that way at first, usually what's happening is that something more amazing is taking place. So also this week, the moon is going to pass the Pleiades on September 3rd. It'll be visible in the morning sky. The moon is getting ready to catch up to these, which will happen next week, and we'll talk about that in the next week's audio. And then it's going to catch up to Aldebaran on September 5th, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But prior to that, on September 4th, the moon will be with the Pleiades, activating that portal, that stargate. The light codes coming from the Pleiades being transmitted to the Earth. Powerful timing, and if you get to see that in the morning sky, it should be pretty awesome. And you can definitely see it in the the star map, sky map. I was trying to say star and sky together. Anyway, all right, so on the 4th, Mercury is going to reach its greatest elongation in the evening sky, but this isn't actually a really good time to see Mercury in the northern hemisphere. However, if you have a low horizon and you may be able to see Mercury in the twilight, Mercury will be going retrograde in the third week on September 17th. It is actually almost as far away from the sun as it can get, at 27.1 degrees from the sun, but because of the declination and the way Mercury is sitting, it's not so easy for us to see. The furthest it can ever get away from the sun is 28 degrees above the horizon, whereas Venus can get as high as 48 degrees, I believe, above the horizon. So more than twice what Mercury can do. But Mercury's also not as bright, and will be kind of lower in the glow of the sunset, so we may not be able to see it. But what's really cool about the elongation, when I tune into this, what I get is that this is the farthest reach. Mercury reaches as far from the sun as it can to gain information, insights, messages, from that part of the sky. And then Mercury starts dropping back to the sun. It will go retrograde, and it will conjunct the sun, and then rise up as a morning star. That's the way the Mercury cycle works. And so as it's reached out, grabbed all this information, all this insights, learning, whatever it is that it has, these messages, brings it back to the sun. The sun is the source of life and light for the planet, bringing it back to that, the strongest symbol we have of source, of that unlimited, unbounded source energy. And then we can tune into whatever that energy is, whatever that information is. So I love to the Mercury elongations as that kind of an imagery to work with. And then on September 5th, as I mentioned before, we will have the occultation of the moon over Aldebaran. And this is, of course, a series of occultations that are lasting until September 2018. There's going to be 49 of them. This is the first one that has the possibility of being seen because they have been happening at the wrong time. Not wrong time, but wrong time for us to be able to see them. And so as time goes on, there may be an opportunity to see one of these occultations. And some years ago, I had the opportunity to see a moon occultation over a star. I think it was it was either Regulus or Aldebaran, I'm not entirely sure, but it was spectacular. It was such a great event to see. So if you get a chance to see it, and I did post in the written version of the timings, some of the places. Now, it's going to be late at night because it is the last quarter moon, and the last quarter moon doesn't rise until midnight. So if you are on the West Coast, you'll miss it completely. If you're on the East Coast, you may have a chance to see the moon as it approaches Aldebaran, covers it, and then uncovers it. If you are, you know, it takes a not quite an hour for the whole process to take place. So you can read more about that in the written version of the timings. Pretty cool. And then we will also have on the 5th of September the Sun trine Pluto. And this is always signaling the stationing either has just stationed retrograde, which that actually happened in April, or about to station direct, which is going to happen with Pluto stationing direct right after. We'll talk about it in the week that that happens. But it is going to be happening on September 24th and 25th, so towards the end of the month is when Pluto will be stationing direct. So, but this means that Pluto is way slowed down and it's at that still point where anything and everything is possible. That place where it's like, if you think about the in-breath and the out-breath, at that point where the pause is between the in-breath and the out-breath is like the still point. And that, you know, we drop into that still point momentarily. In fact, I haven't probably shared this in a while, but there is a great book called Stalking the Wild Pendulum. It came out in the 70s, I think that's when I read it, by Itzhak Bentov, and it talked about the uncertainty principle and how things drop in and out of this reality constantly. We're blinking in and out. We're blinking back into source or into pure consciousness, but it happens so fast we're not aware of it. And so if we slow things down, if we slow down our breath, and we can access that still point. And I would just love that imagery and working with that. So you can think about that. And from the place of the still point, we can unwind our own tension or, you know, places where we're caught up and so on. And so Pluto coming into this still point is unwinding or dismantling the old structures and the old forms that really are disempowering to who we really are. So this is one of the ways we can work with that Pluto cycle, that particular energy. Now, on September 6th, we're going to have Venus stationing direct. This is a big deal. Venus went retrograde in July, on July 25th, and it has been retrograde all through the month of August and into this first week of September. And of course, Venus is also at its still point as well. So we have two planets at the still point. Venus is right around 15 degrees Leo. It's actually 14 Leo 23, very close to the cross quarter point of 15 Leo. Now, the cross quarter point of 15 Leo means that any planet that when the Sun is actually at that point, it is the cross quarter or the halfway point between the June solstice and the September equinox. In the Northern Hemisphere, that is the time of Lammas, the time of moving towards fall, moving towards the waning, you know, the light is growing shorter, still longer than the nights, but the days are growing shorter as we get to the equinox, when we get to the balance of day and night, which will be happening also this month very, very shortly, in a couple a couple of weeks from this time. So Venus is at that still point, and I would highly encourage any of you who feel inspired to work with Venus in Leo, the Divine Sovereign Queen. And if you read the written version of the timings, I've written an article about this. And as we tune into this energy, we realize that this focus of this particular Venus cycle that started on August 22nd and will last until March 31st of 2017. So regardless of whether you're in a personal Venus eight-year Venus return or you have planets, angles, or nodes in Leo, even if none of that is happening for you, this is still a powerful collective intention to increase healthy self-love. And that's part of what we'll be focusing on in the Venus journey. The details and the information, of course, are in the written version, but you can go to venusalchemy.com also and just tune in and see if that's something that you feel inspired to join us, because we'll be doing it collectively with the support of a group, ceremonially, strong, powerful intention, and the intentional field, you know, whenever two or more are gathered, increases exponentially the power of that transformative process and that intention. So really working on our personal self-love to not only enhance the quality of our own life and what we experience and radiating that light and love onto the planet, but it also increases it for the planet. So we do it for ourselves and we do it for each other and we do it for the planet. And so we'd love to have you join us. We've got a fabulous group that has come together already. And if you haven't and you've been thinking about it, or even if you haven't been thinking about it, you might want to consider joining us. It has the last Venus group that we had was powerful. It was very life-changing for most everyone. And we have a lot of people returning from that first class to this next class because it was so impactful for them. So there's that. And then we will have... on September 7th, the moon traveling through the twins as it's getting ready to catch up to Venus for the first gate. And I'll talk about that in week 2. So this is all for week 1 of September 2015.